Random House Audio Voices presents The Sweet Potato Queen's Book of Love. This is Jill Connor Brown. Meet the Sweet Potato Queens. For anyone even remotely familiar with Jackson, Mississippi, the name Sweet Potato Queens instantly evokes sweet memories of beautiful, somewhat augmented female forms enveloped in green sequins, towering red hairdos, provocative dances, and the haunting refrain of tiny bubbles, as only Don Ho could, or would, for that matter, deliver it. If, as they say, you ain't from around here, you need some enlightening, and your life will not be complete until you get it. Nor will it ever be the same after you do. The Sweet Potato Queens are us. That would be me and 8 or 9 of my nearest and dearest. The Sweet Potato Queens were, however, my idea, and therefore I'm the boss of the whole enterprise. This is unquestionably the best job I ever had in my entire life. It all began back in the early 1980s. Having passed recently through a pretty thick patch of doldrums, I was feeling a mite antsy and looking for a new direction for my life. My friend Sherry told me her dad had bought some land up the road a ways in Vardaman, Mississippi, which claims to be the sweet potato capital of the world. She said he had an old beat-up pickup truck on which he had meticulously painted Anglin Sweet Potato Farms. Farms may suggest to the reader an enormous spread, nothing but sweet potatoes as far as the eye can see. It was, in fact, 20 acres max. What he had was a fair-sized garden. The family thought it was pretty funny of him, and so did I. She went on to tell how Vardaman was into sweet potatoes in a big way, festival and all that. It occurred to me that they might need a queen for that festival, and so I volunteered to be it on a continuing basis to save them the trouble and expense.